here's a story from The World.
In the race for a coronavirus vaccine, as we've said, we've been hearing a lot about American pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna. Keep in mind, though, that there are more than 100 other vaccine trials underway all across the globe, including in Kenya, where a COVID-19 vaccine trial was recently launched. The World's Halima Gikandi brings us the story.
The southern coastal town of Kilifi is known for its beautiful beaches, clear waters, and fresh seafood. It's long been a tourism destination for Kenyans and foreigners alike. Now it's the site of Kenya's first coronavirus vaccine trial. At the Kenya Medical Research Institute, or KEMRI, they've done countless vaccine trials here: yellow fever, dengue, and most recently, Ebola.
So this is not a new thing to us. We've conducted very many trials previously, some which are...
George Wairime is a virologist at KEMRI and the principal investigator for the coronavirus vaccine trial, which was launched about a month ago.
The COVID vaccine that we're involved in is the one developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca.
It's one of 10 vaccine candidates that's been tested in multiple countries, in the UK, Brazil, South Africa, and now Kenya. Wairimwe says it's essential to test vaccines like this in different populations to make sure they'll work for everyone.
Obviously, we cannot assume that the immune responses observed in one setting, say Brazil, that those will be comparable to what we see in Kenya.
In the first phase of this trial, researchers will inject 40 health workers with the vaccine. Eventually, they'll expand the trial to 400 frontline workers, including security guards, truck drivers, and grocers.
They are the highest risk of exposure. And in fact, thinking about the eventual use of this vaccine, the frontline workers are among the top targets of the vaccine in terms of usage.
Wairimwe takes me through one of KEMRI's laboratories, freezers storing research samples at negative 112 degrees Fahrenheit, buzz in the background. Some vaccines in development have to be kept in freezers like these, which might not be feasible in every environment.
You can imagine trying to have this sort of freezer in all the different places in the world, some of them very rural.
This vaccine can be kept at a much higher temperature, which could be an advantage for transport and storage.
We would prefer to have one vaccine that's at room temperature, and if that's not the case, then one that has less energy requirements, where it's just keeping the fridge at 2 to 8 degrees.
That's why, even though there are other vaccines that are further along in the process, it's important to have multiple vaccines in the pipeline, says Wairimwe. For many health workers in Kenya, that vaccine can't come soon enough. More than 1,300 Kenyans have died of the virus, and the country is experiencing a second wave. Health workers have been especially hard hit. Even those who haven't gotten sick have had their lives turned upside down. At the Kilifi Referral Hospital, motorcycles and three-wheeled tuk-tuks ferry patients and their families to the entrance for care. Patrick Nzaka Bagande is a nurse there who's on his last day of his week-long rotation.
Tomorrow is my end shift, and it means that I have to get tested as I quarantine myself. So I won't be going home soon.
No vaccine means Bagande will have to quarantine at the hospital for 2 weeks after his last shift before he can go home to his wife and newborn child. For health workers, it can be lonely and isolating. And outside, not everyone even believes that COVID-19 is real.
Even right now, they're usually often asking me, is this thing real? I even have patients, they don't believe that there are positive cases here in Kilifi County Hospital.
This kind of misinformation doesn't help vaccine trials, says Salim Hamisi Mwalukore. He helps recruit volunteers from the community.
So I think for this vaccine, it's been slow compared to other vaccines. But also we are aware that the engagement processes is also different.
Different because a lot of the outreach now has to be done online. And there's a lot of misinformation about COVID-19 and vaccines in general.
So understanding vaccine, how vaccine work, is also an issue. Because for most people, when you are telling them we have a vaccine, so you are giving me that thing that really can cause me that disease, yeah?
That's why Molly Corey has been meeting with truck drivers, health workers, and security guards in the community to dispel misconceptions about the vaccine trial and get their help with recruiting volunteers. One of the people he met with recently is Washington Amondi. He works in a small office across town where a masked guard records my temperature and gives me hand sanitizer before I enter. Amondi knows as a security guard, he's especially at risk of being infected.
The guards have contact with so many people every day. The fear of having the virus is there. But then you do not have an option. You have to do the work.
Amondi has been speaking with other security guards about the vaccine trial. He says many are open to participating.
Most of them are interested, the curiosity of how will this one going to help me? How will this one going to make me live a free life?
Live a free life, that's what the vaccine promises. When this trial moves to its second phase, Amondi says he plans to sign up for it. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Kilifi.
From PRX.